Hello, it's Dr. Jane here with another 10 minute positive mental health podcast. Now, in this podcast, I wanted to talk about that thorny issue of the family Christmas and the perfect family Christmas that we all believe, because we've seen it on the films and we've seen it on the TV and we've heard it on the radio, that exists. The perfect family Christmas where it's always snowing outside and everybody's happy and enjoying themselves. Now, I don't want to be the one to kind of rain on everybody's parade, but anybody that's been anywhere near any family at Christmas knows that it doesn't exist. And if it does, and everybody's sitting there with, you know, kind of talking through their teeth because, yes, we've got to have a good time, it's not perfect. There is no such thing as perfect, but, you know, there is good enough, and you can help to make it good enough for yourself and for your family. Now, I'm going to illustrate today's podcast by a lady that we'll call Kiki. Now, Kiki worked in the health profession, and she was quite senior and she was quite high up. But every time Kiki would go home for Christmas, she had a couple of kids, a husband, you know, everything fine in that area. And she hated going home because she had to go home to her parents in the family home. Her younger brother still lived at home because he'd never, you know, flunked university, kind of had a succession of jobs, but this is an adult and he was still at home. And she would say to her mum, you know, she had two teenage children. She would say, it's fine, you know, do the, you know, traditional Christmas stuff and everything, but I'll bring stuff that I know that all of her family wanted, you know, with their different dietary requirements. And her mum would then kind of go, no, it's fine. She would do it. And she had learnt over the years not to trust that, because she said there were many, you know, a couple of Christmases where she'd go with the expectations that her mum had actually, you know, followed through with her offers of specifically, you know, dietary things, and nothing was there. And because the mum was kind of, well, she didn't agree with, you know, veganism or, you know, lactose or whatever it is, and would just kind of just dump this in front of the kids. And it didn't really help. And then she'd, you know, they'd have to sit there going, well, just eat that and it'll be fine. But it wasn't a good Christmas for them. So anyway, so she'd learned to actually bring her own stuff, which then caused her mum to get annoyed with her. But that was one thing that she was quite happy to, you know, just do, because it kept her children happy. She would get there and she would say it would happen every single time. So she'd get there, they'd get start unpacking the car, and within about 10 seconds, she'd hear her dad bellowing up the hall to shut the front door, because you're letting all the hot air out and the cold air in, and they were having to empty. And she said at that moment, she realised that to her mum and dad and to her brother, who was still there, she'd gone back to being about, you know, 15, 16. She wasn't this, you know, functioning, capable adult and parent and wife. She was suddenly, in their eyes, back to being 16, having to be told what to do, you know, not believing that she could have any responsibilities or anything. And it was just something she found completely and utterly infuriating. And she said that for a good few years, you know, she doesn't do this anymore, and she said, but for a good few years, she would take refuse inside a bottle of something or other. The moment she got there and the dad bellowed, she and her husband would give those looks between them, and, you know, that she would kind of take refuse in some kind of bottle, not to a catatonic state or anything, but just to take the edge off being there. We spoke about, were there any other options about not having to be there for Christmas? And they said that they'd spoken about it. The kids didn't really particularly enjoy it. They were happy, you know, because they, you know, mum and dad endured it, they would endure it as well, but they weren't particularly happy. And they had made a decision that they would, you know, one of the youngest kid to get to a certain age, 16 or whatever it was, and then from then on, they weren't going to do it. They were going to say no. Now, they've tried to say no in the past and that wasn't accepted. So what you have to do in those situations is you have to say no with a reason. And it might be that you have to kind of fork out to take yourself on holiday, you know, a skiing holiday or a sun holiday or something, but you have to do it. Because once you break that cycle, you're no longer taking part and kind of enabling the other people to believe that that's what you're going to always be there. So that's one thing. If you find family Christmas is intolerable, and, you know, I've had people that have done that, And instead of getting stressed about, right, we have to take everything with us, we have to take all the food and we have to take all the presents and everything, don't do that. You can kind of do that when you get home, or you can do that before you go. But what you can do, you know, I had one family that they had the agreement that they would spend no more than £5 each of them on each of the family members in duty free. And they used to come up with some, you know, crazy but silly things for each other, but they actually really quite enjoyed that. They quite enjoyed the challenge of going to the airport, and this is what they had to do. They had to run around and spend no more than a fiver on each other, so they had something to, you know, Christmas morning opening. So it's really important that you know, family Christmases, you recognize them for what they are. They are not a fantasy, they are not a perfect, they will never happen. So there are things that you can do. Sometimes, if you can bring a third party, now if you're a single person, it's quite easy to drag a third party in. If you're a family, it might be that, I don't know, there's a neighbour or something that's going to be on their own and you want to bring them along. Your original kind of family who you're having to go to will not like that in any way, shape or form. The reason being, they are going to have to behave. If they have a third party there, they cannot misbehave as much as they might do. So that is one option. Using that person, you know, you've got to kind of weigh that up as, is that okay for you morally? But it also is a good excuse because you may have to take them home or something, which kind of brings me on to my next point. If you are going to endure a family Christmas that you don't want to, have a plan. Have a plan of escape. I have to go at X amount of time. Give them warning that you're going at that time. Don't just kind of go, right, I've had enough and I'm storming out. Tell them before, I will only be here till 4 o'clock because of whatever the reason. And you'll find what happens then is you'll find there'll be a few other members that will go, right, you're going, so I'm going as well. That often happens. You know, it's like at the party when one person goes, everybody, you know, doesn't want to be the last person there. So yeah, plan your escape. Don't overindulge in any way, shape or form on food or alcohol, especially not alcohol for obvious reasons. And if it is, you can't get out of it. And if it is as bad as, you know, it's you predict it will be, know that in 24 hours, 48 at the very bit, at the very worst, it will be over. You will be out of there. You will be gone. And just strategize and plan as much as you can for, you know, limited contact with the, you know, your mad sister who winds everybody up, or your, you know, your stupid uncle that just teases the kids endlessly until they end up crying or something. You know the characters that we get in families, and they are just emphasized a million times over at Christmas because everybody's filter has dropped down, and also there's just huge amounts of, you know, feeling sick because you've overeaten and drinking and things. So you have to keep, you know, be realistic, and please limit your expectations. Don't have a terrible Christmas, I'm not trying to say that. But, you know, have a realistic Christmas. Know that it isn't going to be perfect. Know that in, you know, X hours it will be over with, and you can then get on with enjoying the rest of the Christmas time with yourself. These are really important things, and, you know, having these strategies will help. I'm not saying kind of, you know, do the disappearing act, but if you want to, plan that for the next time, or if there's another kind of family occasion or something. People have such ridiculously high, you know, thoughts and ideas and fantasies of what a family Christmas is going to be like. But ask yourself, and ask any one of your friends, associates, neighbours, has anybody ever had a perfect Christmas? Please be honest. And nobody is going to say they have. They have good enough. They have as near to kind of perfect as they want. And the ones that are saying, no, everything is perfect, are the ones that are the nightmares and the, you know, the bossy pants and the organisers, and the ones that make it imperfect for other people. You know, their idea of a perfect Christmas might be, you know, sitting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, peeling Brussels sprouts and being a martyr about things. Yeah, that's great. But gosh, you know, that doesn't sort of like suit everybody else having to hear about it, let alone actually having to do it. So yeah, and keep busy. That's the other thing. If you are stuck with your family, try and keep busy, even if it's going out for a walk, going off to get the, you know, the milk, and, you know, do anything at all to just keep busy and break the monotony, because it can be an awful long time stuck together in what is usually a very overheated space. And, everybody's expectations of it being marvellous and wonderful are all resting on each other. And of course, it does. It's not long before somebody cracks. So, you know, just, you know, limit your expectations, have realistic expectations, have your escape plan, and know that in X amount of hours, it will be over. But certainly keep an eye on next year and how can that be different. I have been Dr. Jane. This has been a 10-minute positive mental health podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you look on the website, drjane.co.uk, there's plenty of other podcasts as well. I did one a little while ago about Christmas loneliness, which obviously is the flip side to Christmas families, but kind of in a way it isn't. But anyway, have a listen and have a download of that. And I will speak to you next time. And thanks for listening.